Rev 10 Podcast number 49, July 7th, 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev 10 Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah! Hey, everyone. How's it going today? This is Rev Tim from the Rev Tim Podcast. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. This podcast is all about bringing hope and inspiration to people just like you all around the world. I'm Rev Tim, and I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area. I want to be your friend today. I want to just give you some encouragement. And if you're new from iTunes, tuning into the Rev 10 Podcast, I want to just say a great, big, huge welcome to you. You can always find information about Rev 10 or what is contained in this particular podcast by going to podshownotes.com. Just point your browser over there. All one word, podshownotes.com. You can also email us a comment, show suggestions, or you can even record your own MP3 file and attach it to an email and shoot it to me at revtimpodcast@gmail.com. I would especially like it if you had certain music that was encouraging to people, maybe had a certain subject matter to it. Just email that MP3 file if you have permission to do that. Maybe you created it yourself, and I would love to play it on the Rev Tim Podcast. Well, it's also July, a new month, and Podcast Alley has a way of tracking podcasts, and you can vote for your favorite podcasts over there. The competition this month is really stiff, so if you can go over there today, go to podcastalley.com, search for the Rev Tim Podcast, and then cast a vote for us over there. That would be just a huge favor for this program. Rev Tim is a member of the Godcast Network, and you can find them at godcast.org. Well, today I want to kind of just extend my sympathies to all the families that were affected by the bombing in London, and certainly our friends over there in England and in Europe. Our condolences, our sympathies, and our prayers go out to you. When I turned on the news this morning and heard about that, again, these same feelings come up about how helpless one person can feel when there's so many unknowns that are really out there. But one of the things that we know is no matter what happens, if you have faith in God, if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, then something changes inside of you. In fact, the Bible talks about that in Proverbs chapter 3. It says, "Have no fear of sudden disaster, for the Lord will be your confidence." Now, here's some facts about a crisis. There's five facts that I want to give you. Number one is that when a crisis comes, it's inevitable that it's going to happen. They are inevitable. In the Bible, it says that you're going to face various trials and temptations and tests and really difficult times. And in that, it's what we can do is rely upon God's word, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more as far as our inspiration part of it goes for today. So one of the facts about crisis is it's inevitable. It can happen. The second one, crises are variable. What I mean by this is it could be all kinds of things. It could be a situation like what happened today in England. It could be a relational crisis, someone tries to break up, or you're fighting with your wife or husband or your children, or some kind of a thing like that that happens. It could be an emotional crisis that can happen. So crises are variable. It could be a job change that's all of a sudden a crisis that comes up in your life. Inevitable, variable. The third one is that a crisis in your life, it's impartial. The Bible says in Matthew 5:45, He sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. In other words, it can happen to anyone. Nobody's immune to a difficulty in life. And so we have these variable things that happen, the inevitable things that happen in crises, impartial and also unpredictable. There was a time in Matthew chapter 8 when there was a sudden storm that all of a sudden happened, even on the disciples. And it says, without warning, a furious storm came up. And that's what I'm talking about today, is in a crisis, there can be many things that make it difficult in life that we are facing. But let me just give you some hope and inspiration right after this.
You're listening to the Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day.
Song of the day.
Terrorism. It is wrong. Terrorism. It's lasting far too long. Terrorism. It's so wrong. Terrorism. It's lasting far too long. We don't need no wars. Feed the people with no carpets on their floors.
You must fight terrorism. Everybody, do you hear me? Terrorism is wrong. Don't give in to terrorism. Terrorism spells sadness. Do you hear me?
Terrorism. It is wrong. Terrorism. Lasting far too long. Terrorism. It's so wrong. Terrorism. It's lasting far too long. We don't need your greed. Give the hungry what they need.
Terrorism spells weapons of mass destruction. We will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them in the skies. We will fight them on the motorway. We will fight them in the supermarket. We will fight, 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 fight terrorism. Because terrorism is wrong. Do you hear me? I said, do you hear me? Terrorism is wrong.
That's Stickleback. Found that at music.download.com, and you can also find any show information about the music that we play here, scripture verses, or even a list of some of the facts by going to podshownotes.com. Really, if you have a music song or a band that you know that's local and not signed, we would love it if you would send us their stuff and we'll play it for you. Well, we talked about facts of crises. Inevitable, they're variable, they're impartial, they're unpredictable. But number five is that I can choose my response. You know, when that storm came up that I was just talking about, it happened all of a sudden. It was unpredictable. But the response that Jesus had as our example is he was sleeping in the bottom of the boat. He had everything under control and he had a peace in his life. Now, crises that happen in our lives, it's an unfortunate part of our life, and certainly we're living that so much every single day. You know, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and even when I go walking on the Golden Gate Bridge and look at the beautiful sunsets and see the city of San Francisco, how everything is so beautiful, there's still this air of security, and you also just wonder what could be happening around every corner. And so you never really know when a crisis or an unfortunate event might arise. And Scripture does enlighten us to the fact that they will arise. But we are given the choice to choose how we react and respond to a crisis. Here's what I'm talking about. When a crisis comes in, we need to strive to, number one, refocus on God's closeness. We can call out to God anytime, and He hears us. Number two, relax in God's care. No matter what we're going through, we can have peace through God. He can bring it to us, and He can actually even turn things around for good that were meant for destruction in our lives. And also, we need to rely on God's control. God is always with us, and that's without fail. And he truly loves us, and we can relax in knowing that he's in control of our life. Then we have a peace that goes beyond what the circumstances might happen in our life or what crisis we may face. You know, John 14:27 says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't like the peace that the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. So as we rely upon God, as we rely upon the strength that the Lord Jesus Christ gives our life, we can rest in him. If you have questions about these things, check out some of the Godcast.org programs. They're all there trying to help out and to teach people about God.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit PodcastAlley.com and vote for the Rev. Tim Podcast. PodcastAlley.com. Make your vote count today.
So check it out. Help us out at Podcast Alley. You can find that link right at podshownotes.com. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, be praying for those guys over there in England. Until then, your service to the King begins now.